We are not going to do that right now, but we will reserve to take a recess, reserve that right to take a recess later. Next on the agenda is public hearings, and I would like to refer your attention, please, to Mr. Robertson, who will read you our regulations, our rules and regulations for our public hearings.
Thank you, Ms. Wingate. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Under the commission's longstanding rules, that includes the observation of appropriate dress standards and the prohibition against attire that may distract from these proceedings. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of an application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is always persuasive. The chair does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on the testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. After the public has had an opportunity to speak, the applicant shall have 5 minutes to provide a rebuttal if necessary. This time shall not be used to restate or summarize the presentation previously provided. After that, there will be no further testimony, presentation or submission by the applicant or the public unless requested or permitted by the commission. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. During any presentation during the public hearings, it shall be the responsibility of any person using the electronic media in the room to navigate or advance or reverse through that media. Sussex County staff will not navigate through any such media on a presenter's behalf. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about an application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And finally, when you come to the podium, you'll see a microphone that looks just like this. We need you to make sure that this button at the bottom that looks like a space bar is pushed and the green icon is lit there, and also around the microphone itself. So that the folks in the room can hear you, it's picked up on the recording, and it goes out on the internet. And we will be sure to remind you if it's not on. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson.